You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Reserve Bank of India this week left its key interest rates unchanged for a third straight meeting but signaled tighter policy if food prices continue to drive inflation higher. The Monetary Policy Committee, which has three members from the central bank and a similar number of external members, held the benchmark repurchase rate at 6.50% in a unanimous decision. It retained the stance on withdrawal of accommodation, but Governor Shaktikanta Das sounded hawkish when he highlighted that headline inflation needs to subside sustainably below 4%, and any surge in the inflation print, if continued for a longer period, may necessitate fresh action. Meanwhile, Tata Group this week unveiled a new logo, branding, and plain livery for Air India as part of a multi-million dollar transformation of the former state-run carrier. The airline's new logo includes a design with golden, red, and purple colors and will replace the old logo of a red swan with orange spokes. The rebranding will not completely do away with the iconic mascot of a cheerful Maharaja in a red turban and with an outsized mustache. It would stay on in some elements of the design but would not be as prominent, CEO Campbell Wilson said. He added the airlines wanted to move beyond the Maharaja, which may not be as well known outside India. In some more aviation-related news, the DGCA recently announced that certain Pratt & Whitney engines with material anomalies will only minimally affect the Indigo airline fleet. Out of the 15 engines powering Indigo planes that will be impacted, 13 are currently non-operational, lessening the immediate impact. Indigo is the prominent customer for A320 planes, which use P&W engines. P&W recently revealed that an unusual condition in the powered metal used for certain engine parts could potentially decrease their lifespan. This issue extends to approximately 1,000 PW1100G engines globally. As a result, P&W has issued service instructions outlining the serial numbers of affected engine series that must be removed for angle ultrasonic scan inspection during scheduled maintenance before September 15. Moving on, Adani Enterprises Limited is exploring selling its stake in its Mumbai-listed consumer staple joint venture with Wilmar International Limited, freeing up capital for their core business. People familiar with the matter told Bloomberg. The conglomerate has been considering a potential sale of its 44% stake in Adani Wilmar Limited for a few months, the people said, asking not to be identified as the information is confidential. Adani shares are worth about $2.7 billion at the current share price, according to Bloomberg calculations. Gautam Adani and his family may retain a minority stake in a personal capacity following a sale, the people said. Wilmar, the Singapore-headquartered food conglomerate, could decide to retain its stake in the business. On to market, capital markets regulator SEBI on Thursday said 120 entities listed as untraceable in the difficult-to-recover category comprises only 5 companies, while the rest are individuals and the majority of the cases are over a decade old. Further, SEBI said the amount involved with regard to these 120 entities is Rs 17.82 crore, which is 0.02% of the total outstanding amount to be recovered. Moreover, out of 120 entities, 116 cases are old and the violation period dates back to over a decade ago, the Securities and Exchange Board of India said in a statement. Overall, the market's watchdog has pending dues worth Rs 1.02 lakh crore that needs to be recovered from entities as of March 31, 2023. Next up, some profit insight. Life Insurance Corporation of India this week reported a multi-fold jump in its April-June quarter net profit to Rs 9,544 crore. The state-run life insurance behemoth had a net profit of Rs 683 crore in the year-ago period. The total income increased to Rs 1,88,749 crore for the June quarter, as against Rs 1,68,881 crore in the year-ago period, LIC said in a regulatory filing. However, the first-year premium for the reporting quarter came down to Rs 6,811 crore as against Rs 7,429 crore in the year-ago period, it said. The insurer earned Rs 53,638 crore. Lastly, some exciting news from the auto sector. Audi India has commenced bookings for the new Q8 e-tron SUV and the Q8 e-tron Sportback. One can pre-book these luxury EVs for a token amount of Rs 5 lakh. The prices of the new Audi Q8 e-tron range will be revealed in India on August 18, 2023. Audi's new Q8 e-tron range will be offered in 50 and 55 trims. The entry-level e-tron 50 gets a 95 kWh unit, while the top-spec 55 trim gets a 114 kWh battery pack and is claimed to offer a range of up to 600 km per charge. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.